You are now tuned in to Vontae NYC Podcast with Ash Dallas.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, is that select a
Thank you for tuning in to the Vontae NYC Podcast. Yes, we have made it to 2021. So happy new year to everybody who hasn't heard us throughout the year 2021. Also, the Vontae NYC Podcast has made 3 years this past January. So I'm excited about that. I'll clap myself up for that.
Happy birthday, Let's Vontae get it. NYC Podcast.
You heard her. Ash Dallas is here. She's here. We have made it together to 2021. On the podcast, we made a lot of changes from the last time you heard us. Before I get to the changes, I want to shout out my guy Preach at Cast Sound Lab Studios. Preach is a wonderful person, wonderful studio, wonderful place. But the location is a little difficult. It's been difficult for us and our guests, so we have relocated. I want to say permanently. We will definitely show Preach love in the future because that's my guy. But right now, we are at WTF Media Studios here in the sweet spot of Soho. Shouts to Weezy and the crew. Ash, what up? You here? Let the people hear you.
We here. It's Ash Dallas on the mic.
Ash Dallas is here. Ash Dallas is also going to be here for a majority of the episodes. People have been asking me all the time, yo, how come some episodes are with Ash? Ash not always free. But you're a busy person. They love you, but you're busy.
It's not my fault. I stay booked and busy.
That's the motto. We took a break, and the break was needed. Everybody needs to get their minds right. Also, just we didn't really have the passion to pod. Like, we didn't really find anybody interesting at the time. Uh-huh. Not to say that you guys aren't interesting, because you all are. But we didn't find the passion to do it. And we was on trips, having fun, living our best lives. We just came back from a wonderful trip in Costa Rica.
It was so beautiful, relaxing.
Yes, if you ever go to Costa Rica and you are on the quote-unquote white side, because apparently there's a Caribbean side.
I wish we knew that before.
I knew that, but the house we stayed in is Casa Brito. Wonderful, beautiful vacation home. Shout-outs to everybody that made our stay. Marcos, Christina, Carlos. You know, I got to shout-out my guy Marcos. Marcos is the guy. But what's up with you? I know we was on vacation together, but other than that, what you been up to?
Other than that, I've just been working, doing what I got to do. Working on my mental health.
Important.
That's something that we don't talk about a lot, and I'm glad that a lot of people are shedding light on it.
Yeah.
As of recent, but I've just been trying to get my mind right, stay positive, just getting ready for the summertime because summer is going.
Yeah, we outside. Hey, listen, if you go outside this summer, just make sure to wear your mask, take precautions. But we are 100% outside. Last year taught us one thing that. Yeah, the world may stop, but we don't got to stop with it. There's ways around it, and that's why it's built the way it's built. Anything I've been... I got hacked, guys. my Instagram was hacked. Chinese New Year, ironic enough, on 2/12/2021. I was hacked. If you follow the Instagram, Vontae.nyc, it is not me. Please do not send anybody any money. Please do not do anything with that page. It's not me. My Instagram is now VontaeNYC without the dot. The reason I made it so similar is that when you search me, you can see that there's one hacked and one not. You got to be ahead of the game at all times. Other than that, you guys know what I do. I got the ciphers out. I dropped my third one recently, aiming for number 4. I got a rap battle coming up April 16th. And I want to get all the stuff out the way because we got a special guest today in the building. So I wanted to talk about all the boring stuff, the shit that doesn't really matter to the guest or to the episode, really. But I know we've been gone for some time, 3 months. It's first quarter of the year is done. 2021 is moving. But I'm just happy and I'm blessed to be here.
Amen to that.
Before we get to our guest, I do just want to mention something. It's not a debate piece. I don't want to make it a thing. The world is an evil place, right? Everybody should be walking around with the security of a birthright to feel safe in their own skin, safe of being who you are, safe just to walk the streets as you are, what you're created as. We didn't ask to be here, so you can't fault anybody for being them, right? No matter what walk of life you come from, race, gender, sexual orientation, I pray for you.
Amen.
I being black, being Asian is a target. Being anything is a target, and we have to break it down like that when we have empathy for people in the world. I don't agree with half the people in this world and their beliefs and their points of views, but when you got individual people, a victim of certain circumstances, you got to kind of step back and think to yourself, that's a person. You know, we just got to make sure that we just understand that at least. You know, I'm not asking you to sit here and march and cape and protest for anybody, but just, you know, just understand that people are people and we don't ask for the things that happen to us. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to be affected by anything that goes on in the evils of the world, but it happens. And we just got to pray that everybody makes it throughout their days in a positive manner. Right?
Amen.
Ash, we are here. Again, I'm happy that we made it 2021 together. It's a new year for the pod. And let's get right to it. You have a special guest, and I say you because you've been killing it with these guests. Every guest has been a hit. Proof is in the pudding. So let's get it.
I know I said I was booked and busy earlier, but if we want to talk about booked and busy, I'm happy that I got Joy on the show today. If we want to talk about booked and busy, Joy is somebody that I've admired for a while now. I followed her at first, and to my surprise, she was doing something that I'm interested in as well. And I reached out to her because she's also a teacher in her craft. And
I was a teacher as well. I was going to say, this is going to get crazy.
No. Crazy. She's a teacher in her craft. And I took some of her classes and I wanted to get her on the show because I just think that she's a super interesting person.
And I'm down for it.
So today we have Joy on Instagram. She is FinCandy2.
FinCandy2.
Yes.
Let's get it. Joy's in the building.
They
got you soon.
Instagram hate the hoes.
They got, oh, they hate the hoes.
Hate the hoes. Okay, I'm going to just start off very strongly, bring the mic closer. Instagram hate the hoes.
They hate a lot of us, but yeah, they definitely hate the hoes.
When you say,
it's safe to call you a hoe?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you called yourself one, so I cannot.
No, you can't call her.
I can't call her.
No. But Joy is a exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
My question is there a difference between the terms stripper and exotic dancer?
I feel like strippers, I mean, it's not mutually exclusive, but mm-hmm. when somebody says stripper, what usually comes to my mind is someone that strips. Mm-hmm. They take their clothes off. A lot of times in exotic dancing, you don't take your clothes off at all.
Mm-hmm.
What? You dress sexy, mm-hmm. but you don't always take
which
your
one hit
off.
More, stripping or exotic dancing?
You said which one hits more?
Yeah, which one do you think is the...
Because
if T-Pain made a song called I'm in Love with an Exotic Dancer...
Obviously, we talking terminology. I'm in love with a stripper hits, but we can't even use T-Pain because, like,
what you mean?
Because he done fell in love with a stripper. He was at the bar with the bartender.
You know,
that nigga went to Aces and lost his mind. So he ain't even valid. But I prefer the term exotic dancer. I think there's a. I hate the term exotic in general because I feel like people try to either unintentionally demean mm-hmm. what already exists mm-hmm. by okay. making it exotic,
what
or they try to overplay it.
That?
Right, they can't see my hand quotes. Hand quotes involved. Like, for example, like, if they give a black woman a compliment, they're like, oh, you look exotic. You don't mm-hmm. look just black.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Being just black is beautiful enough.
No, mm-hmm.
So being, you know, a sensual dancer.
Ooh.
Again, it doesn't hit as much, and it's not a term that a lot of people.
We should push that narrative, though. We should push the sensual dancer because exotic. If you don't want to be called exotic,
my existence is already a form of revolution.
Got you.
I can't. I'm only one person. When she say booked and busy, y'all just got off a flight to Atlanta.
That is a fact.
I'm in
Joy
the studio.
Joy came here with a suitcase. I was like, well, where are we going?
Because after this, I'm going straight to a booking.
Like, oh,
booked and busy.
We
is it at a? Are you dancing? Busy.
I am.
Are there going to be strippers there?
Yes.
Because exotic dancing don't really please me. I want to see strippers.
There will be.
Yeah, there we are.
And if you prefer strippers, know that strippers prefer big banks. So if you want to enjoy the exotic dancer, that's the ones you'll usually find at like the titty bars. Uh-huh. You know, you can tip.
Well, listen,
you can
go have a beer. Money Bag Joe sent the stimmy.
He did. Okay. Ooh, all right. So you outside. I'm going to send that location for you.
I'm paying my debt to society with this stimmy.
Okay, let's call it, well, as you said, sensual dancing. Is that sex work?
It's definitely a form of sex work. I believe that sex work is an umbrella term for anything that sells sex.
Mm. Okay.
So a lot of women in the lingerie industry or, you know, fancy models and stuff like that, they may not identify as sex workers, but a lot of them will still get targeted on Instagram and on other platforms for posting sexual content.
Mm-hmm. So does that automatically make them a sex worker though? Like, because if they don't identify with it, right, and then somebody else does, like who's, do you have to have sex to be classified as a sex worker?
No, you definitely do not. Like I said, it's the determining factor is, does sex sell?
Mm-hmm.
Your product.
Uh-huh.
So for Fenty, the lingerie in particular, being sexy sells the product. Uh-huh. Women want to feel sexy in their product. So to, in my opinion, that's a form of sex work. But I'm not going to put nobody under no umbrella they don't want to be under. All I know is when they start capping and claiming and, you know, wearing the pleaser heels and just rah, rah, rah-ing for us, I want them to be as much of an advocate for our rights as they are for the shit that makes them money.
For the things that benefit them.
Got you. Exactly. I always thought that sex work meant you just had to have sex, like prostitutes. I didn't even, at one point I didn't consider OnlyFans sex work when I didn't see people having sex on OnlyFans. I'm like, well, the fuck? You posting nudes on OnlyFans? Like, go do that shit somewhere else, bro. Fence though, some shit. You wasting, people spend money on this shit. You just posting regular ass nudes? Like, we want to.
But that is sex work.
It sells, right?
Well, yeah. Sex sells it, people.
This is some new shit to me, because again, my naive self, I hear sex work, I think of prostitutes at the car, you know, that kind of stuff. Sex, that's what I think. I'm pretty sure you're not the only person. I know I'm not. People are going to lie and say that I am. I'm not, though.
But I know you mentioned Instagram before, and Devante has been victimized by Instagram in general. But what is your opinion on the Instagram crack on sex workers, and were you affected by it?
Yes. When it first started, everyone in my community started banding together. They started developing mailing lists and stuff like that. Instagram is the business card right now. So for a lot of us, we just started like exchanging contact information, phone numbers, things we never necessarily had to worry about because Instagram was the platform.
Yeah.
So we were like scurrying, like, you know, that video where the kid
grabs the gun,
somebody gets the water, everybody's like, let's go. That was all the sex work community when we saw the guidelines were changing, but we got too comfortable. When that day came and nothing happened, we thought we were good.
What were the guidelines that changed, if you remember?
I don't remember the exact terminology, but it was like if they had warned you about posting sexually explicit content, basically hold on to your britches because they coming for you. So when the day came and nothing happened, we all put our hair down, put our feet up, put our thongs back on. And then March comes.
Literally.
I had literally just got out of a pole class, and I'm going to post the videos of the pole class because my Instagram was just about to hit 3K. I had only 200 followers last June.
Wow.
So over to be putting myself out there, and not only in New York, and I've been working in Atlanta, I've been working in Tampa. Thank God I got some kind of memory, because I lost so many people. And I'm working on getting that back, but
Instagram needs to work on that. If you lose a page, right, due to some guidelines, or you get hacked, and you create a new one, you can verify emails and that kind of stuff. You should be able to merge the pages, because people put a lot into their craft.
Oh, I mean, at least have access to your content and your followers, even if you can't post anything.
Also, mass messaging that is not like group chat messaging will be great. Instagram, and don't limit it to 20 people, because when you have over 3,000 followers and you want to message everybody, you can't do it 20 at a time in groups. People don't check group messaging. So it's like,
I damn sure.
If I message people all day long and nobody's following me back, I'm like, yeah, I always think it's spam. So it's like, I was literally writing everybody one by one, because people were getting scammed. So I was trying to avoid that.
It's giving, get an intern.
Yeah. I can't afford that shit yet. Or anymore. So you were affected by the crackdown. Now that you have a new Instagram, is it a change in your business so far? Like, I know for me, when I got the new Instagram, I had a project drop in that following Monday. I got hacked on a Friday, and it was me trying to build back up my whole content and my people versus how am I going to roll out this project. So for you, dancing, did it mess up with any of your bookings or et cetera?
Bro, they got me right before All-Star Weekend.
Oh, it's over. You lost out the bag.
Yeah. Was it right before All-Star? Was it right before the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl's February.
I worked both. Yep, it was okay. Definitely right before, huh?
I think it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because All-Star was just now, so if this didn't just happen, then I'm definitely Super Bowl.
It definitely happened recently.
Yeah, okay, Super Bowl. So then it was mm-hmm. All-Star? All-Star was like Also, it was just like
March,
2 weeks ago.
Like March something.
Oh, so definitely.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Definitely
yeah, it was recent.
Oh, so it just happened.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got way too comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's March. Y'all niggas still, I guess they were cracking down the list. Mm-hmm. And I was somewhere in the bottom or something like that. Because they got me and they got one of the really popular dominatrix I follow. Mm-hmm. She had 25K.
Yeah.
See, that would have me in tears.
Yeah, you know, I 3K? Probably wouldn't say, yo, fuck
mm-hmm. Thank goodness I followed both. I followed both your pages, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed both of Mistress Marley's pages before the crackdown.
If you have a page and you're doing something positive, or if you're doing something that makes a mark, get a backup page. Yeah. Even if you don't have followers on it yet, start getting some of your core fan base involved, because those are the people that you want if you get hacked. You don't want just the random followers that follow you because you look good. You want people that engage, so try to, you know, keep in contact with those people for sure.
It definitely has changed my engagement, and I was on the pursuit of opening an Amazon store.
Wow.
Of course, you can only do the Amazon store
if you have a certain number of followers.
Mm-hmm. And not even just followers, engagement.
Yeah.
Amazon specifically says that they look at your engagement. YouTube, the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You can only... I think you can only post more than 15 minutes worth of a YouTube video if you have a certain amount of followers.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
See, that's why I stay off YouTube. Well, for this at least, because that's why I stay off YouTube for this at least, because it's like, what? 15 minutes and then, nah, I don't got time for that.
How long have you been dancing for?
Only 2 years.
Only 2 years. And you in Atlanta? You in... about to go to All-Star Weekend.
I'm a very determined person. Anything I do, I go pretty hard for, especially if it's lucrative. Mm-hmm. I saw the potential of dancing my first night. I think I made like $500. I was like, this is more than my paycheck.
Did you teach yourself, or did you look at other dancers, or did you take pole classes?
I'm going to proudly claim self-taught. Because,
wow. wow.
I didn't take any classes. I felt like going to a pole class where a white woman is teaching me, you know, how to move this way may not be beneficial to me working in a black community club where I need to move that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just paid attention to my environment, paid attention to like what my coworkers were doing.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I had committed to one club. So I was working like 8-hour shifts,
mm-hmm.
4 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah, you got nothing to do if it's slow but observe. So mm-hmm. I did a lot of observing, feeling how my body feels in certain positions mm-hmm. or looks in certain positions. And yeah, I'm going to claim self-taught.
I
definitely had some people that helped me along the way, though.
Mm-hmm.
So initially you said it was for the money. Well, you saw how much money you made. Is it all for the money now still? Do you find like it a good hobby? Is it fun to do? Or are you just chasing that bag?
Bookings are fun when people are respectful. So the nitty gritty part about getting dressed really sexy to perform for men is that a lot of men lack emotional intelligence. They lack people cues.
Yeah.
So like if you clearly move your shoulder away, and a dude still trying to approach you, that already is a physical sign that he does not have that level of emotional intelligence to know that you're uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And they lack empathy. So you're coming to the club on New Year's Eve, right? You know that a pandemic just hit, clubs just opened, these women need to make money. There's no reason you're sitting around just watching them like it's a circus.
Uh-huh.
And this is what often happens in clubs.
Yeah.
So I prefer private bookings. The client knows why they're there. They're obviously interested because they have to invest a certain amount of money up front and tips are expected. Majority of my clients, we walk in, they'll have everything set up for you, anything you need, food, liquor. They make sure you're good. Yeah. But when you work at these clubs, it's like a free for all. Everybody got to fend for themselves. But it's definitely a lucrative thing for me. And that is the primary reason I do it. Mm-hmm. It is not really that fun. I guess compared to sitting behind a desk, it's fun. I choose my own hours.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But I wouldn't call it fun. No.
Gotcha.
So how is the club experience different from a dancer's perspective? Like, if you have any crazy or memorable stories or experiences, we'd love to hear them.
I fiend to go to the strip club before I was even a dancer. So it's something I enjoyed. I love women. I have recently just started tolerating the male existence again.
I'm glad.
But so I love to go to the strip club. I think I went once or twice before I started dancing. And definitely finding out so much behind the scenes. It's like a curtain gets pulled back. Like, you know how behind the scenes of a, like a play or something like that, they're setting up all these things behind the curtains. It's crazy behind there, but you would never know, because when the curtains peel back, everything looks beautiful.
Yeah. Some old oil machine.
Definitely, yeah. What it was like for me. Crazy stories. Wow, one too many. I actually have to write a book at this point.
Can you? I'll buy it.
I'll buy it too. We'll promote it.
But I think the craziest...
For a fee, because you're getting that bag. I'm just going, that shit
for free. I mean...
We're promoted. No, we got to stop saying that to people.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to go crazy.
You can get promoted, but everybody else, listen, we're not promoting your shit. People hit me up all the time. Yo, Vontae, you and Ash got a... We gotta. Where's the money?
Touche. Exactly. I'm not gonna OD on y'all, but you know, couple dollars.
Listen, I'll pay whatever for the book. That sounds like an interesting ass book. You didn't even tell us the story yet.
Yeah. I don't want to go the crazy route though. Actually, I want to talk about the most affirming experience I had.
Okay. We would love to hear that. I'd love to hear that.
It was when I got paid just to have a conversation. This dude paid me like almost $200 one night to just come sit up in VIP with him and talk.
Wow. I've heard about those kind of stories. They just want to chat.
Those are the most affirming. And like, honestly, I think that's why strippers and dancers get up and go to work every night, is hoping that we'll meet someone that has a level of compassion, empathy, and interestingness.
Sometimes they just come to just like, you know, they're just feeling away or whatever like that. They just want to be in the company of women.
Beautiful women.
Also,
beautiful.
I don't know if you guys ever had like strip club food, but that
shit's
so like, I don't know, people that go there for the food as well.
It's something about the booty flakes.
What'd you guys talk about though for $200? Because a lot of money to talk.
His life, his failing relationship, his drug habits, what type of champagne we liked, what type of wines we liked.
How long was the conversation?
I want to say 30 minutes.
You getting money.
It was a very affirming
experience. You know what people we talk to up here on this pod for 40 plus? You getting paid $200 for 30 minute conversation. I got to start.
I mean, well, if you're going to wear a thong and a nice little top, you might make a little more breeze yourself.
I ain't going to do that. I'll take the $150 tier. What I got to put on for that? If I can get $150
nice
an hour.
Nice little lace boxes or something.
I don't know, but that's crazy, though. $200 to talk about his life.
You're in the strip club, and it's not like we see all of that money, because little do people know, dancers pay out the ass.
Hey, I found out this last summer, actually. I have a friend that strips, and the fees that they pay is crazy. You got to pay, like, the strip mom and... And then you gotta split this way. I'm like, yo, I just danced on
stage. I spent over $300.
People getting their ass smacked all night, and you gotta.
I think that's why
they.
That's why, like, when you go into the strip club, you see like the hustle in their eyes, because they just paid to come in here, and like they have to make their money back, plus the money back that they paid, plus they have to pay the money. Like,
Ubers, makeup artists, hairstylists.
Like, that's a lot. Outfits. So I can see the frustration, like when people come into the strip club and like they don't tip or like. They're disrespectful, like, you know, it's a little bit much. Like, I just did all this stuff to come work, and I have to deal with all this extra bullshit. Not with it. Tip your dancers.
Tip your dancers.
And women too. Tip your dancers, please. Yes.
I wouldn't go into the strip club without money. I did it one time. I felt like an asshole. I mean, I had money. I wasn't trying to throw money, but like, I was like, damn, this is, first of all, it's boring. When you're not throwing them dollars, it's boring. The food could be great. The drinks
could
be busting. Nobody comes to you. You got no money in your hand. I see all the girls walking to my bros. I'm like, oh, damn. I'm the bro. Dude. I'm working in the club. No matter if you're the bro or not, like, show them dollars.
Have you experienced any discrimination or racism in...
Often.
In Atlanta?
Atlanta love black girls. The discrimination I faced in Atlanta was size.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in the North, I feel like more women up North are slim anyway. It's something about the lack of sun and food.
Man, South has got mad grits. They eat right. mad grits.
But we walk everywhere.
That too.
We don't really drive up here.
So there's a lot of determining factors. But like, even up here, like a lot of the strip clubs want the women with a certain body type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this, what's so funny is they'll spend the most money on those girls with the body type. But when it comes to trying to take people home, mm-hmm. they always go for the slim girls.
Mm. Huh. I don't know. I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna just keep it
right. I want to get more explicit, but I'm gonna
just keep it classy.
I don't want to hurt the listeners. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's definitely a lot of racism. Mm-hmm. Definitely racism. If you go to a club that's primarily white or primarily Spanish, like you have to either be extra bad or know how to speak their language or come with a certain type of hair. I remember the first time I decided to wear my natural hair out, I was shook. I was going to go to work and make no money.
Wow.
And I did, but it's that, like, I shouldn't have to have that fear myself.
Yeah, being yourself, you get targeted for being you, it's dumb. Yo, I will say, white strip clubs are trash.
I would never. I've only been to one strip club in my life, and that was in Houston. And honestly, that was a great ass experience.
It was life changing.
It was a great ass experience. Yes. Now to the point where I want to go to any club. I want every single state I go into, I have to go to.
Las Vegas, shut down all your strip clubs. They all suck.
No.
All of them. If you decide to go to Las Vegas and try to make some money, I wish you well.
The Vegas girls need their coins, so don't shut them down.
No, I'm not trying to shut them down. Just get a variety
they need to
of
step their cookies up. That's what it is.
Just get some new women. I've been to Vegas. I go to Vegas like twice a year, and I see the same people. It's like, you ain't get nobody else new in here.
You know what it is? In Vegas, you need a license to dance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sex work is legal in Vegas, but like they tax you on it or something like that.
That's always the exchange.
The more you know.
The same way with weed.
Yeah, license to dance. And these girls can't even dance. So who gave you? It's like getting a car.
You give me
a license
to use my body.
Yeah,
like, ain't that crazy?
But it's like they can't dance. So it's like, who gave you a license?
Out of pocket.
You are out of pocket.
No, I wonder what the test for that is. Like,
there is none.
You have to like just pay a fee and then get a license.
That's what it is. When it comes to this industry, it's a money industry. Every opportunity where they can get money from you, they will take it. So I worked KOD Atlanta. They just opened for All-Star Weekend. It was Mulatto, Rick Ross, Black Youngsta, and some other artists. So in addition to having to pay $210 for my dancer license to dance in Atlanta at that club, I also had to pay a $300 house fee to work at that club.
Wait,
so I'm already $500 out. That was for because Rick Ross, Mulatto, kind of artists were there.
Okay.
But that $210 license fee, that is period. Any club you want to work at, you have to have a license.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So it is definitely not all sunshine and rainbows.
So what, I know you have Candyland,
mm-hmm.
and you also have Joy and Pain Pole.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners that don't know, what is the difference between
the
two?
Yes, what's Candyland first?
So Candyland is, like I said, I'm definitely a walking revolution because mm-hmm. you do not see a lot of female promoters for regular clubs,
mm-hmm.
let alone for strip clubs or what we call undergrounds.
Yeah.
And I don't like being told what to do. And if I feel like I see something that I can do better, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the underground scene that I had just become hip to when the pandemic hit and clubs were closed.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that there's this scene called the underground. Not going to get too much into it.
It's
but
underground for a reason.
Exactly. Hush, hush.
I'm out of
pain. But basically Candyland is in the process of being copyrighted. It's I'm going to call it entertainment service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Candyland is.
Okay.
And then Joy and Pain Pole is my pole class.
Mm-hmm.
I've been teaching pole classes for almost a year now.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I took her class.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't. Well, we'll get into that. Speak on the pole and we're going to get into that. I want to hear that story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, once I got to a point where I feel like I had, some game and some moves that I could share with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And help them get some more money, put it out there. Definitely had to step my own cookies up, though, because I spent money to take lessons after I started teaching classes.
Because
I was like, okay, I don't want these girls to remain stagnant, so I can't remain stagnant.
Yeah.
So in order for me to level up, then that's when I started taking class. And still, I went to a black gay male to learn.
And look at you now.
The next level of KOD Atlanta. And it Yeah, it was definitely worth every cent.
But now you, Ash, let's cut you off, Joy.
I had to fuck it up.
You over here took one of our classes. So she's fucking it up, you know, getting crazy. How was it for you?
It was, I've taken pole classes before, but I've spoken to Joy before I even took her class. And we were talking about like my goals and what my level is. I was a little on the fence because I don't work and I don't like, I don't dance like on the regular. I'm not a dancer, period. Like not even like a sensual dancer or anything like that. I'm not a dancer. I have no rhythm. I said that.
Yeah, I remember the Sweet 16s back in the day.
Oh no, don't do that.
I gave Devontae a look for the listeners and this look was very powerful. He knows. But yeah, so I went and it was great. At I love the fact that she took her time with every single person. The class was small, so she was able to like see who's doing what and give everybody like at least 5 minutes of special attention work on their routines and whatnot. And I felt like it was nice. It was nice. I didn't feel out of place necessarily.
And you don't want to feel out of place in a place like that, right? You want to walk in feeling like, all right, the people that are watching me or instructing me, you can feel comfortable around them. Because I can imagine... Let me not even try to imagine that because somebody's going to call me up. But I can only, I don't know what word to use, but being on stage or in front of people and dancing, even dancing like on TikTok or doing like stupid dances for funny reactions, I'd be like, damn, I look stupid as hell. Like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know. So I can imagine what it's like to be in a pole dancing class where you can be judged, but then feel comfortable at the same time. So kudos.
Yeah. And it's like, it's different for like certain people because people come in at different levels. So it's like you have people who have been dancing for years and you have people like me who have not danced, but, you know, I'm a little one. But yeah, it was, I didn't feel out of place. So that was great for me. And yeah, so that was my pole class experience.
I know a lot of dancers, but then when you showed them outside of their new profession, they're quiet, chill, pretty much to themselves, introverted, I guess that's the word, right? Is it common to find introverted dancers, or some people just find a muse and then they pick that and they still their regular selves outside of it? Because like you said that you mentioned before the interview though that you hate being seen on cam without your face beat, and I can understand that, because if I had to get my face beat or if I was in that position, I would hate to be on. But like an introverted person that doesn't like to be seen or heard or have attention drawn to them, but I see them dancing, what do you think that is?
We need time to recharge. Being on stage, having to go up to people. There are those select few dancers who just kind of sit around or they just do their stages. But if you are a true entertainer, if it goes beyond dancing and you understand the art of entertainment, you really go get that bag when you go out. It requires being extremely extroverted. It requires being able to take people turning you down, people picking you apart. So much interaction, let alone not even talking about the level of energy that's required to perform. You already got all this mental and emotional stress and energy, but then physically it's a lot. So for me, I wouldn't say I'm introverted, but I do have those introverted tendencies because I need time to recharge. Like, people think when you're a dancer, you're just this, like, people treat you as a muse. Like, they put you on this pedestal.
Yeah, that's what I see.
They have this level of expectation of what you are or how you're going to be. And it's funny because there are a lot of TikToks about that, like what your man expects dating a stripper and what he gets. definitely some truth to that.
I see people like, a great example for me is Summer Walker, how she's a dancer. Well, she was a dancer, but she came out and she said that she has social anxiety. And a lot of people didn't understand that. And being that, like, I study mental health, not on like in a school level, but like on the side, it's just one of my interests. But I think that's normal for me, because like you go in front of a stage or like you're on a stage and you're performing, you become like a different person, or like your persona is just different. Or you could step out and have a different just personality. But like when you get off the stage, just I want my time for myself.
I will say
type stuff
that I realized that about
people
both of us.
People are scary.
I realize that about us. We're the same mostly, you know, everywhere we go. But there is like a personality switch when we're here. Mm-hmm. Like we were just on vacation together, and it was a whole different. Mm-hmm. Like there was no work involved. It was, but I get what you're saying, where people have that kind of like switch, because we definitely have it here. I don't know. Like, I commend, you know, people that can get up and dance and not fear being judged, or if they do fear, put that shit in the back of their mind because they mm-hmm. want to get to the bag.
It's really a mindset.
Yeah, it's all about getting the bag too. Like this world, like I said, is an evil world, mm-hmm. and there's some things you got to do and you got to overcome to get that money. And,
it's also very dangerous.
And it's dangerous. and you know, for people like you who are in the business, you know, just with prayers, you got to make sure you guys are safe all the time. You just came from Atlanta, like you about to go to do a whole thing tonight, and you know, I wish you well, and I just hope that, you know, you remain safe in your journeys, because again, there are people getting targeted and et cetera, and it's just, you know.
What are some outside projects or things that you're working on? Things that we could look out for with
joy? So I usually love the reaction when I tell people this, but I actually have a bachelor's degree in business.
I love that.
I crammed 4 years into 3 because being in school was mentally and emotionally
Amen.
Way more draining than dancing. I'll tell you that, like, oh my God. But yeah, I lived a very square life up until my square job was not financing my big dreams. Mm-hmm. I've always had really big dreams and goals for myself, which is why I left home, which is why I put myself through school, which is why I went so hard. And they told us that the formula was go to school, get your degree, get a good job. It was not that simple. I had a great job. I was an assistant manager at a tax office. Uh-huh. So I had a great job, but it still was not financing my bigger goals. Mm. So when I started dancing, I told myself that I would get in, be able to finance my dreams, get out. So I have a holistic healing business. Wow. I do still plan to continue pole classes, but I will be transitioning into focusing on that more, which is why I did the Candyland retreat for sex workers to let them come and learn more about like spiritual healing and stuff like that.
Okay, that's
and the sounds Candyland legit. Retreat is still going to be going on, right?
Is yes. That
when is that?
It's in the spring.
Okay. Spring.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there for that one.
Can I come?
I'll think about it. I'll ask the lady. I'll book
an offsite. I'll come for the activities.
Because it's supposed to be for the ladies.
Oh, it can still be for the. I'm not asking to do anything.
I mean, if you come, you got to give massages, or like you got to carry their bags.
I'll carry
you got to service the women.
I got you. Okay. As long as I can beat it.
I would love to see Devontae servicing women.
Hand out their plates. Refresh their champagne. No,
I will. If I can come to a retreat with a bunch of strippers, exotic dancers, sensual dancers, sensual seduction. I'm there. I'm 100% there. Just let me know. I'll even make them feel comfortable booking offsite. I don't want to be there while you guys sleep and eat breakfast. I'll carry the bags. I don't want to see what the activities are like.
The scene looking like. Honestly, all we did, I had Chef Gunna. Shout out to Chef Gunna. I had him come make us filet mignon, salmon.
And you got salmon.
Couple sides. We watch movies. We play games. We got massages.
I got a game for you guys.
Listen. What's your game? What game you got?
The game we played. Shout out to my guy, G. It's called Shoulders. That's all I can really say. You know, we don't got time to... Shoulders. We can't explain the game. But if you want to know more about Shoulders, you know, hit us up. We tell you. But yeah, Shoulders will be a fun game to play at Candyland. I'm definitely down for that.
All right, you got to tell me more about it before I agree to it.
Oh yeah, Ashley will definitely tell you more. Anything else you want to tell the people, boo, right now? Because I mean, we got enough out of you. I want people to definitely tap in with you to learn more,
yes.
Follow your journey, especially with your future endeavor businesses, because that sounds interesting. But before we get out of here, anything you want to let the people know or tell us?
I like to choose my last words wisely. I think this is my thing when I go on podcasts or videos. I like to choose my last words wisely because I feel like those impact people the most.
Yeah.
Love
that. I want to say, beyond what we started with, you know, respecting people as humans, respect people's multifacetedness, respect people's ability to, you know, be more than what you perceive them to be, especially when it comes to women or women in the entertainment industry, like definitely respecting them as individuals before seeing them as a point of pleasure or your muse. Respect them as humans with basic needs, finances, bills to pay, people that care about and love them. and let that influence how you approach them.
Yeah. I like it. Ash, anything else you got for the peeps? We got a lot for the peeps this year. We're going to be on a lot of these.
You asked me and then.
Well, I said we, but I just want the people to know because, again, they've asked me. I promise you, I can show you text messages, DMs. Anytime I don't have you on the show, what did you do to Ash?
Bring a box.
What did I, like?
Oh my gosh. What the f- I have to have an ash hive. I love that. Yeah, get an ash hive. I love that.
Big mood.
I never knew that they were going to go up for you the way they do. Trust
oh
me.
Oh my gosh. You guys don't even get it. They are messing me right now. You guys can't do that. I'm so emotional.
Oh, she's going to cry.
Stop. I'm not going to cry. I'm a G. Okay. But thank you guys so much. We have a couple of more episodes to do together, Devontae.
We have a lot. I'm not doing any solo episodes this year because they're gonna kill me if I do.
I have a couple people in mind that I feel would be amazing.
Listen, we are here, and I will definitely, you know, me. I'm saying bring them up because Ashley's been finding a lot of the dopest people out. I feel like she, I can't even count that many people, but it's like you haven't missed. Like no episodes missed. It's been great. Like I don't even second guess anybody anymore. When you tell me, I'm like, all right, bring them up. Right or wrong. Like you, before, you it was like, ah, what did this person do? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got this person. Hey, let me know when they're ready.
And I love that. And I thank you so much, Joy, for coming.
Yeah, Joy, we appreciate you. Mine. We appreciate you. I appreciate you flying in.
Thank you for letting me talk my shit.
That suitcase is. I really thought we were going on a trip after this.
I wish.
Like, y'all didn't tell me to bring my bag. Like what the?
I wish. I heard you going to Vegas. What's up?
I mean, listen, we got spots, man. We got spots. We trying to come to Vegas. Hey. I got spots.
We gonna turn up. You get to see the extroverted Joy. When I go out to shake ass for free, that's the difference.
We could just book you. We could just book you instead of going to the strip clubs.
Period.
Could,
like, hey,
book Joy. Right. Joy will definitely Joy have it up and popping.
I got really nothing to close out with other than, you know, the podcast is just designed to make sure we chat with the dope movers and shakers throughout the industry, whatever industry it may be. We just build it for great conversation. Everybody gets an insight into another perspective other than their own. I got a rap battle live April 16th. If you are free, you want to be in the building, I will drop a ticket link soon. Please do not follow my hack Instagram, Vontae.nyc. No longer dot. Sad days. And Cypher Volume 4, Memorial Day. So if you are tuned into the Cyphers, Memorial Day will be the fourth one. If you haven't tuned into the previous three, make sure you tune in. Got a lot more Vontae NYC podcasts for the year. We are going to hit you guys with a lot of content. We're not going to take any more hiatuses for the year, hopefully, if everything goes right. So you will be hearing from us on a more consistent basis. We thank you for tuning in. Thanks for everybody across the six continents that listen to the Vontae NYC podcast. For every 40,000 people that tune into any of our interviews, may have been one, may have been all, but we make sure that we design a show that everybody can tune in at least once.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. This has been the show, Vontae NYC podcast. Ash Dowles is here. Joy is here. And we are no longer here. Yeah. What's going on, everybody? I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. This is Vontae NYC. Please keep in mind that the podcast is sponsored by Essentials from Earth. Use the promo code Vontae NYC Pod for 15% off your first order. And enjoy this mix by my guy, Selector Shah. Have a great weekend.
You're now listening to Selector Shah.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
okay,
that's the universe saying that we should forget. When the rain starts falling and the blinds start closing, you know what happened behind closed doors.
Baby, you got me, I got you, right where I'm supposed to be. You fuck me, I like it. Bend over, make you stop, 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 stop it up. Tight to all of me, boom, boom, fat. Too lick up your size, and me grip you inside that. Make all your yeah, yeah, roll back. You see heaven between my thighs. Open wide, come sex, my right. Wetter than the ocean, me the tight. Turn to round, I'm in the bar, feel revive you. So baby, love, be my love. And I need to have good comfort. Type of pussy, but me keep it
okay.
Never get a girl like me.
She want to walk on the dance floor. She a girl, she want to. like to be free.
Call me, yeah. The little man now fuck the good. Better you fuck somebody, yeah. Call me, yeah. Can I say the boy need
it? You're now listening to Select the Show.
Times a week, she said that too plenty. 5, 10, 15 times a week, she said that too plenty. 5, 10, 15, 20 times a week, she said that too plenty. 5, 10, 15 times a week, she said that too plenty.
Yo, Tariq, shame. Hey, gal, bend your frame, make a back shot pose. Face down, ass up, fingers touch your toes. Bend your knees, how low can you go? Say, ah, hole prick in your throat. Hey, gal, bend your frame, make a back shot pose. Face down, ass up, fingers touch your toes. Bend your knees, how low?